shit's gonna hit the fan.
I am resigning my at-large seat as chairwoman of Kershaw County Council. And I meant no disrespect by or blindsidedness. I personally chose to tell everyone at the same time.
Yes, and I understand that was, it's your business and you get to pick the terms on when you want to tell it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay.
Yeah, he needs me.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Great loss for Kershaw County here. But I admire this chair lady so much. She has broken the barrier. She's the first female to ever serve on county council. Must this as the chair.
Thank you.
But I just don't know what to say. I'll tell you.
I'm shocked too. You know, we were just arguing over text 3 days ago. So you were, you know, talking about, you know, pushing it to the end. So, no, it's very sad.
You've always included me. Just. Like you included all of us for the big fifth birthday party Saturday.
You know, it was starting to get real good, wasn't it? All of us.
As far as anything that someone said about you in the past, publicly, people that pick on women and children are cowards.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that, Russell.
And they're pathetic.
Russell, amen to that.
You are tough, you are strong, and I'm proud of you.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right, back to our agenda.
Madam
We're up
Chair,
to item
one last
18.
Time.
Yep. Uh-huh. Adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
He had one more thing you wanted
Madam,
to say.
No, that's it. Madam Chair. For your final time, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Sam Tucker Jr. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Well,
second by
so
Mr. Brazel. Any discussion?
We're going to miss you.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Wicked witch is gone. Hello there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. This is Pork Chop. And if you hadn't known, Katie Gwynn, the first woman chairman of the whole Kershaw County, has resigned as county chair. And a whole bunch of the county councilmen just bow down at her throne and just, Lord, y'all, it was just hypocrisy on the scale that is unbelievable. So one of the things that is awful interesting about all this is that everybody was shocked. We have Sammy Tucker. He was shocked.
Wow. I've been blindsided before, but never like this.
We have Danny Cato. He was shocked.
Man, I'm shocked. I really don't know what to say.
We had Derek Shoemake, and he was shocked.
Madam Chair, I again concur with what everybody said. I'm shocked too. You know, we were just arguing over text 3 days ago. So you were, you know, talking about, you know, pushing it to the end.
And all of them said, you know, this just come out of nowhere. She goes into this long, drawn-out speech. You know what? I think we'll play the whole thing right here for y'all to listen to. Y'all take care. Y'all listen to this.
I want to say to the citizens of Kershaw County and my council members, it is an honor to sit up here. It's an honor to be the chairwoman of Kershaw County. When I meet members of the public and get to solve problems, I truly feel like I'm serving my purpose, like God's purpose for me on this earth, when I get to sit with someone and resolve something that they need in their life. This community has embraced my son and I as part of their family, and every citizen I meet with, I build a relationship with, and it's very meaningful for me. I don't take the gavel lightly. I take the responsibility very seriously. The lives of the citizens in this county matter tremendously to me. There are many nights that I don't sleep trying to figure out how I can navigate something for someone, and it might not even have to do with county council. Many of you know last June I lost my mother unexpectedly, and subsequently, after she passed away, I went through a divorce. Now, as a single mother, I've been diligently working for a full-time job to support us, and we're entering a new season of our life. So I have applied for several positions with several government agencies, all of which will require me to adhere to the Hatch Act. I have not accepted it. But in full disclosure, I plan on doing so. And as I prepare for what the future holds for my son and I am resigning my at-large seat as chairwoman of Kershaw County Council. In the months to come, I'm going to spend as much time as I can with my son. His entire life has been in the public eye, and I think he's done a great job at it. He's like a little Kershaw County ambassador. And he is very patient, waiting after meeting, after meeting, after event, to go get a Sonic Slush. And I owe this time to him. I knew that this position would be in the public eye, and I've enjoyed it, and we've embraced it. And to be as transparent as possible with the citizens I've served, I don't mind that at all. Being chairwoman has been one of the greatest gifts that God has led me to do. Serving in this position has been amazing. So I want to thank the community for how respectful you've been, and my fellow council members, how embracing you've been, how supportive you've been of my family. My purpose right now in this season of my life is to be Eli's mom. So we will navigate what's next for us. This council meeting will be my last council meeting as your chairwoman. So thank you for trusting me, and thank you for allowing me to serve you.
And so they give a standing ovation, y'all. And everybody says, oh, ain't it so sweet that she's gonna take care of the little kid. And the kid, you know, he needs his mommy now. You know, the kid, it's funny. The kid is just now 5 years old. They just had a party from him. Sammy Tucker even says he went to the party for the kid who's 5 years old.
You've always included me, just like you included all of us for the big fifth birthday party Saturday. I appreciate that. That lets me know that I have a personal spot in your heart and in your family's life.
Gwen has been in politics, been running been busy knocking on doors, as Jimmy Jones said, for over half of the child's life. And now, all of a sudden, she's concerned? All of a sudden, she owes it to him? Suddenly, he is the most important and the only thing in her life. Then Jimmy Jones says, Katie is like a daughter.
She has not been my friend. She's been like a daughter.
We knew that.
Well, I'm not dying. I'm just going to exit. I'm just going to exit this chair.
She never called me daddy, but
she'd still be your friend. Yeah, Madam Chair.
Yes, Brant.
I guess that's why Grandpa Jimmy took the boy to school functions, as Miss Gwen was sacrificing herself and her son for the people of Kershaw County. And then we come to old Russell Brazel. Now old Russell Brazel's got some babbling bullshit for everybody to listen to. Listen to this, y'all.
Katie, I want to tell you that the change that I've seen in you from a year ago to today is amazing. You have developed yourself into a true leader.
Thank you.
And one that I'm proud to call my friend. And I had absolutely no idea that you had any intention in doing this. You will be missed. You were doing a fantastic job. But I know how being stretched as a single mother and in this leadership position must have been. As far as anything that someone said about you in the past, publicly, people that pick on women and children are cowards.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that, Russell.
And they're pathetic.
Russell, amen to that.
So anyone who attacks women and children is cowardly. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, the translation is, anyone who criticizes, questions, exposes a politician who wears a dress is a coward. You know, if we apply his logic to real life, you are a coward if you talk about any politician that wears a dress. Anyone that has a skirt on. How about Nancy Pelosi or Deborah Birx or Penry Goofofferson or Camel Toe Hairy Ass or maybe those Sturgeon Generals? But this is not about logic. It's not about women or kids. Russell is still butthurt about being called out for using his earbuds and using his kid as a prop for travel baseball and being called out. It's about demonizing anyone who calls them out. But why in the world is Katie Gwynn resigning right now? You know what Sammy Tucker says? You know, he was hoping that we could at least get through the budget season.
I'm sorry about the abrupt end tonight. I was hoping that we'll be able to get through budget season because we would need you to get through this. But we'll be in touch.
Yes.
Like, he already knew that Katie Gwynn was going to resign, but he was surprised that she resigned on Tuesday night. So, I think everybody could see the writing on the wall. What y'all think? But something happened between Saturday, when everything was good to go, and Derek Shoemaker and Katie Gwynn was texting back and forth like everything was normal. Something happened between there and Tuesday night. What happened? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we pull back the curtain and we think about what is going on, then we can find it out. Now, sources close to what's really going on tell us that over there at the catering, there have been some misplaced funds and that there has been a forensic accountant in there, and the missing funds have gone on and on and on, and a lot of the people that was using the catering has said, we ain't gonna use y'all no more because of Katie Gwynn's. And then, so there's missing money and the business being destroyed. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That all came to a head on Tuesday morning. And Katie Gwynn spent all day trying to figure out, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? And so, who did she turn to? She turned to her daddy, Mr. Jimmy Jones. And Jimmy Jones was going, oh no, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And as you can see from this here video, Jimmy Jones was well aware of what was going on. And as Miss Gwynn was talking, he reaches over for the Kleenex and starts wiping his eyes and blowing his nose. Oh, he's so distraught. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Gwynn's has blowed up. And everybody knows it now. So she's running away just like the rest of her life. Every time. First she was a medic and went to Afghanistan and what didn't last long there, and then boom, she was shipped back, runned away. Then she learned how to fly a helicopter, and the Army spent all these millions of dollars training her. And she gets ready to go and she freaks out and runs away, and they ship her back. And the next thing you know, she's at an Ohio football game having more fun and everything. And then she decides that she's going to get married and have a baby. And then she's going to jump into politics with the help of her daddy, Jimmy Jones. Oh, she's like a daughter to me, he say. And so they plotted and playing together and everything, even though Jimmy Jones was warned about what she was like. And she was just lying and demonizing and conniving and everything. And sure enough, just like the Liberty Report has long ago predicted, Katie Gwynn blowed up. And now, all the boys are covering their ass. That's what's going on. According to other sources, Katie Gwynn has been trying and trying to get a job over with the National Guards and all, and ain't nobody want to hire her. And now she's trying anywhere and everywhere to get a government service job so that she can, you know, fly a desk, because she'll never ever fly a helicopter again, and the Army wasted all that money on you know, training her and everything. And now she can't fly, and now she ain't going to be chairwoman no more. And like she said, she listened to what she says about how the paycheck, I wish the paycheck was a little bit more so I could stay. Listen to this.
And I certainly wish this salary could support us, but
a little tough, isn't
yeah.
it?
No, we can't do that. Stretched a little bit.
Yeah, that's old Katie Gwynn. She say, I wish you'd pay more. You know, Katie Gwynn pulls every little heartstring that she can in her little speech, you know, to make it seem like she's a victim, and she does is care about everybody else, and she loses sleep, and she just got, oh my God, it's so sad. And then what's sickening is all the boys play right up into it. It's either they know and are just playing the game, or she's tied them up in the web of deceit and lying pants on fire, and they actually believe her babbling bullshit. It's incredible sometimes the way manipulating and conniving people can get away with so much for so long. But I think Katie has wore out her welcome in Kershaw County as more and more people understand what's actually going on. And this is the story of the Katie Gwynn career. Every time everybody starts to figure her out, she moves along and finds more victims to play along. Each and every time, each and every step of this troubled life of Miss Katie Gwynn and the saga that don't never end. Do you trust all these county councilmen after this? First, they went along with all the lockdowns and the shots and all. Then they went around and spent all this money on the parks and spec buildings and all this. And they all think government is the answer to every problem. And they've been doing it over and over again. Do y'all trust any of them to make the decisions that's going to control your lives? Could it be that Katie Gwynn's is trying to get out of there before everybody figures out, before all the money missing and the destruction of the catering business all comes out and everybody sees who she is and she has to then resign in front of all these people that know exactly what she is and what she's done? And now Maggie Mae, who served Miss Katie Gwynn at the county council with a cease and desist order, now she's coming out and saying she might run for county council. And if the governor appoints her, she would gladly serve in her place.
As far as county level government, there have been folks that truly believe in my value system and my leadership qualities who've asked, will I run for the chairman position of Kershaw County Council? I still have a foot in the classroom. So when it comes to running on party ticket, I don't want to do that right now, because what Republican means to you versus me is different. What Democrat means to you and me is different, especially in this state, where it seems like our biggest challenges is within our own parties. I would like to, one thing is that the governor appoints a interim chairman, and until a special election. That special election could be 4 to 6 months, maybe a year. I think it's happened before in Kershaw County some time ago. I would be, if asked, and I don't anticipate necessarily that would happen, but if asked by the governor to serve in the interim for 6 months, I would do it. I would welcome the opportunity to share my thoughts when it comes to Kershaw County leadership and policies and issues and where we stand. And honestly, there's a beauty in being a fixer. That's kind of a term that you see in politics and in higher education too. We see it a lot, where folks come in, kind of shake up the system, get you right the courses, if you will. And then a special election, I wouldn't run for it. I would truly, no more than a year or 6 months really, serve in the interim if asked. And then hopefully walk into a city council seat where I can do at least one term to share my ideas on where I see Camden and our community growing. Being a positive place to raise our children. So yeah, if Mr. McMaster calls, I will accept the appointment. But under the condition, I don't run. So, and I think that actually gives folks like Vice Chair Jimmy Jones and Ben Connell and others who are just interested a level playing field to launch a campaign for a special election for that seat. But I also feel like
Isn't it amazing how the truth begins to eat away every time. With Katie Gwynn, the truth begins to eat away at her. And after a while, everybody sees through the veil of lies. And Katie Gwynn's gotta go. Ho, ho, ho. Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone. Yay. Oh, y'all, it's such a sad day in Kershaw County. The first woman ever elected to Kershaw County Council and the first woman chairperson ever is now. Oh, she's resigning, y'all. And Jimmy Jones want to be a daughter is leaving and she'll never be forgotten by anybody, and everybody on County Council loves her, don't you know? Great goodness, it's so terrible. It's a terrible day in Kershaw County. Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone. I'll leave y'all with this. All these boys and girls on County Council playing their little games are all like puppets working for special interest and doing their thing, and the machine and government keeps getting bigger and bigger as they do whatever their puppet masters want to tell them. You know what? If they all puppets and Pochot's a puppet, why can't Pochot run for county chairman? Huh? You know what, y'all? That might be something to do. How about that? Y'all ride in Poke Chop for Kershaw County Chairman. Huh. Something else to think about, y'all, on this great and wonderful sad time in Kershaw County. Till next time, boys and girls, this is Poke Chop. See y'all later. Chill.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?